Can I tell y'all something else? As we prepare to be this transformed person, being conformed into the image and likeness of God's beloved Son, the world don't like you. But the world can't deny you. The world can't deny a changed life. Dead Lazarus, after 4 days, can't be denied. The healed woman with the issue of blood can't be denied. The crippled man of 40 years on the street called beautiful, praising God in the temple, couldn't be denied. And all of us who had a life prior to Christ, prior to coming in and giving ourselves to Him, folk know what you used to be. They know where you used to go, who you used to hang out with, who your bed partners were, and all that kind of. Don't act like folk don't know, and they're waiting for an opportunity to throw it in your face. But a changed life can't be denied. Yeah, you can tell me what I used to be, but I know who I am today. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Talk about me just as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm on my way up to higher ground, and I'm not going. I can't think of the end of the chorus. I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Tanya. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. This is why the world hates you. Look, we've been given this word. This word that's life-changing. This word that's sick healing. This word that's soul saving. And it's a gospel that glorifies God. We don't steal God's glory. We don't look for any of ourselves. All glory and honor and praise belong to Him. And the world always wants you to tell them how good they look. And the believer said, and God. Yeah. But God. Yes, now God. See, our word is different from the world. Our conversation doesn't do the same thing that the world does. We just make the world. We just get them sick, y'all. And we just ought to. We ought to just make them real sick by our living. Amen. Look, to be sanctified is to be placed under God's protection. If God gonna put all this in you, do you think He gonna let the world take out of you His word that He placed in you? This ain't just a protection from death, y'all, because Jesus conquered death. He conquered death at Calvary. But what we would be kept from is the evil one and the evil in this world. Our sanctification is complete in this sense. If we keep reading God's word, if we keep believing God's word, if we keep obeying God's word, the evil one has a hard time dealing with us. I believe James says it like this: submit yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so if you're studying, if you're reading, if you're obeying, if you are living God's word out every day, he has to turn and look to somebody else to mess with, because he know that you got too much word in you for him to tackle. He'll see folk walking around like, Jesus, it is written. It is written. That's why I said, now God, but God, and God. That's and it's written. That's how God works in our lives. We are protected by the power of God through the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who lives in us.